for the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. There's a little something for everyone in the Inflation Reduction Act, reducing health care costs, lowering the deficit, requiring the largest corporations to pay a minimum tax, and farmers and ranchers adopting conservation practices will benefit. Amelie Lipster with Ohio's Ecological Food and Farm Association says climate change impact is a growing threat to ag.
It's just these extremes of going back and forth between too much rain, too much heat and sun that puts so much stress on the farm, on the crops. Farmers want to implement practices that improve their farm operations, protect the land and water. Why wouldn't we want to help them do that?
Lipster says the historic legislation goes a long way toward making agriculture more climate resilient,
which means that we can all enjoy a more stable and secure food supply.
Rural America is becoming more diverse, but the leadership of rural electric cooperatives hasn't caught up. Anya Slepian has more.
Unlike most utility providers, rural electric cooperatives are run by their members, who are elected to their local boards through a democratic process. But despite serving increasingly diverse communities, cooperative leadership has remained overwhelmingly white and male, according to David Thompson, who helped conduct new research with the Rural Power Project.
Women and people of color are being really, really badly disenfranchised by these institutions that are supposed to be owned and run by their members.
In a survey of nearly 900 rural electric cooperatives around the country, researchers found that women hold less than 13% of board seats. There is an even greater disparity for people of color, who compose a quarter of the rural population but make up only 4% of cooperative leadership. Thompson says this underrepresentation has serious implications.
It preserves and exacerbates inequality. People are being denied opportunities at every turn.
I'm Anya Slepian.
Improvements to roads, bridges, airports. Money from last year's $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill proposed by President Biden and approved by Congress is now starting to reach certain areas. In rural Wisconsin, the help can't come too soon.
Roads are so bad in places, people are losing their dentures as they travel down the road.
Mike Berg is a farmer and truck driver from Lafayette County. U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says benefits from the new funding will ripple throughout the economy.
Not only to those who work in the transportation sector, but to every American who counts on great infrastructure to be able to get to where they need to be.
Finally, it's summertime and the sweet corn is ripe. Get yours this week at your local farm stand. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.